it's really hard to go against a guy like Devin, against anybody. And then you see his opposition this time around with all the circumstances, everything considered. You can't bet on Oscar De La Hoya in 2024. Welcome back to another episode of the Hurt Business Podcast. As always, I'm one half of the host. My name is Ferris Big Hurt Sharari, and I'm joined today by my co-host, Mr.
Leech. Real bad man.
Right, there we go. You got to say the nickname, bro. You can't leave that part out.
It's getting played out.
Yeah, but under no circumstances are you allowed to play that out.
It's getting played out. People are like, yo, who the fuck is this guy, bro? Like, just fucking get to the fights. That's what these people...
Get to the fucking juice, mate.
To the fucking meat and potatoes, yeah?
Yeah.
Get to the fucking shit, man.
Yeah, that top boy really got your accent pretty solid there.
I haven't watched an episode. Don't know what that is.
Top boy, you never watched that shit?
Not familiar. I've heard of it. Haven't seen it though.
I thought, what was the other UK show you was trying to get me to watch? Oh, Peaky.
Peaky. You gotta get on Peaky.
Yeah.
Man.
Still
have gotta get on Peaky. What are you doing, bro?
You're right. I see it all the time on my Netflix recommendations. I just haven't clicked the button.
I'll watch Peaky if you watch. I'll watch Sopranos if you watch Peaky.
You started Sopranos, though. You gave it a shot.
One episode and fell asleep. Like, that shit was boring.
You ever watch Vampire Diaries?
All right, bro.
Yeah.
All right, what are we doing?
You're right.
What are we doing?
All right. The reason we're here today, man. Oh, also, we cracked 200 episodes, brother. This would be episode 201. On the channel. Crazy.
Damn.
Crazy.
201. That's crazy.
That shit's crazy. But special episode today, Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney, a fight that's been inevitable for years. These guys have fought in before the world knew their names. Amateurs six times, famously recorded record 3-3. You've been on the Devin Haney hype train for some years, and then eventually I joined along. Ryan, I felt like neither one of us ever really jumped on the hype train. I mean, we respected it from a distance, but I personally just never really bought into it. This is a version of Ryan Garcia recently that we've been watching that I almost don't even recognize. Like, this dude is a completely different person, and it is so scary to see ahead of such a big fight against a guy like Devin Haney. It's so insane.
He got into Oscar Stash, man.
You think so?
And he's mirroring him. He's like, they're like the same person now. It's scary.
It is scary. You ever heard of FouzyTube?
Of course I heard of that.
You
know
who Fousey is? You've seen his outbreak and how his, like, it almost kind of looks like it. No?
It's very similar. The thing with Fousey is he was beefing with nothing. Like, he was fighting demons. Ryan Garcia is, he actually has some reason to be, you know, on the coke.
Does he?
On the booger sugar. Well, I'm saying he's beefing with something.
Yeah.
There's something there. Woozy was fighting ghosts. Yeah. But I completely understand. I don't know. Is it drugs? Maybe not. Is it a manic episode? Absolutely. We can definitely say that. This guy's off it. Like, for the past 2 months, I've just been watching this guy spiral downhill. And some of it has been funny and some of it has just been genuinely concerning.
Yeah.
Like, just today, like, he was going at it with Ryan Garcia. He was going at it with Devin Haney, and he just tweeted the most cryptic. Let me just read it. He goes, "Devin Haney touched me without consent. I'm suing him for putting his hands on me. And I identify as a woman." Okay. So he touched me as a grown ass man and hit a grown-ass woman. And I'm LGBTQ+. So now it's a hate crime. Nah, this is so fucked up. And like 20 rainbows. It's just got like... What is this shit? Like,
that's one tweet.
That's just one tweet. And it gets crazier and crazier when you go down the rabbit hole. We've all seen it. But this was like the tip of the iceberg for me. I'm like, I have no faith in this guy winning this fight. Just off of these tweets, I can't take him serious anymore. He's not joking. This guy, he's clearly joking with that tweet, but like all the other shit is just like, is this guy even focused? Like, where is his head at? You know what I mean? So I am just very concerned on that. But yeah, that was a great opening. We do have a fight that, you know, is, you know, due. It was a fight that's been due for years. These guys have fought in the amateurs. They're 3-3 against each other. So this is kind of like the settlement for that, which is, you know, good. And it's going to be an interesting fight, man. Two guys in their prime. Devin Haney is never lost a fight. Ryan Garcia recently lost a fight against Tank Davis in a way that we kind of expected it maybe not the way we wanted to see him go out, but he got in there with one of the best, right? You know, yeah. We could at least congratulate him for that. You know what I mean? He's not ducking fights. We can give him that as well. But yeah, I've just never really been sold on Garcia, man.
Yeah.
I think the kid's great. I think he is a good kid. He's got a nasty left hook, you know. He's got some chin on him, but there's nothing really exciting about the guy. You know, he's not really like a guy where I'm like, okay, this guy can be a world champion in two different weight classes. This guy can be one of the greatest boxers of all time. He's just a very entertaining and a skillful enough fighter in this era where, you know, he can give a guy, some of these guys a run for their money, and he can make some exciting fights. And that's what you expect, right? That's all we can expect out of Ryan Garcia. But some people genuinely believe this guy is the truth. And we're going to get into it, man. We're going to get into it.
People, like, even watching all these antics still think he has a chance against Devin. Yeah,
still think this guy has a chance against Devin, but still thinks this guy can be a world champion in multiple weight classes and dominate this super lightweight playing field, which I don't see it, man. I really just don't see it, especially with Devin Haney in this weight class now. It's over, man. It's really over. But
go ahead. I mean, like, yeah, I feel like Ryan is young. He's only 25. And yes, like, this current version of him, I agree with that. There's no chance this version of him becomes a 2-3 weight division world champ. You definitely don't dominate the top level guys in a second weight class if this is the version that you're presenting. But like, if he gets off the Booker sugar, if he says, you know what, Oscar, you're just a cancer, you're the problem, I'm going to Mashroom, I'm going to go Eddie Hearn, I'm going across the pond overseas, I'm going on that side. Who knows? He could. The skills, the potential is there. It's just a matter of, like, can he surround himself with the right people and actually put together a good camp and a healthy one? Like, I seen him in some, like, those videos that they were doing in preparation, like those embedded version of their vlogs or whatever. Yeah. He's eating Skittles, making songs. Like, what are you doing in a studio with a bag of Skittles? like this version of him is alarming. You said concerning. I agree. Like, this, there's no level of confidence that he's given us coming into this fight. And maybe it's just him trolling us, or it's just us seeing a spiraling, out of control young athlete.
Yeah. 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 And it's kind of hard to tell, right? Like, this guy, it's just hard to tell, but it's like, you know, it could be some mental health thing, you know, it could be whatever, right? Like, we don't even have to get into it too much, man. It just is what it is. But, you know, I had a lot of faith in Ryan, you know, in recent years. I had some faith in him being a much more skilled fighter. And I know we talked about it a while ago, and he fought, like, Emmanuel Tugo. His first fight, you know, taking some time off and finding a new trainer. And that's kind of when he left that Eddie Reynoso camp. And he joined Joe Goosen, who's a legend in the sport. And we've seen Ryan Garcia change a little bit in his approach to fighting. Still not enough.
Agreed.
Still not enough. We've seen it. We've seen it with Tank. And we're going to see it with Ryan Garcia. We're going to see it with Devin Haney. On Saturday.
I kind of feel for Derek James, man.
Yeah,
like he just kind of gotta sit back.
You gotta
stir in this absolute roller coaster of a ride. And there's I don't know, I hope there's some conversations behind the scene, like, all right, Ryan, like, you have a world championship fight 2 weeks, 10 days, 7 days out. Like, get it under control.
Yeah.
Relax. Get your shit together. Yeah. Like, focus in at least this week ahead of war. But like, Ryan is still doing insane shit. This afternoon, he was invited to a Mets game. I don't know if you've seen. He got kicked out of the. Apparently, he was there for like 3 hours with Oscar and all the Golden Boy people. Mm-hmm. Apparently, time came for the pitch, and they just completely said, "Yeah, not you, kid. So we're going with somebody else." No way. And so somebody else threw the opening pitch. So Ryan, it like they were like, "All right, we're out of here." And it's just like he was trashing the Mets on Instagram, talking about "fuck the Mets, fuck the Mets." Where's your mother, bitch? Where's your mother, bitch? Where's your mother, bitch? Like, it's not a good look, dude. It's not a good look.
Yeah, you would think this close to a fight too, he would kind of get his shit together. And this is the shit I said. This is like, I'm like, where is his head at going into this fight? You know what I mean? Because this is not going to be an easy fight for him by any means. He's fighting top three pound for pound in the sport right now, in my honest opinion, my humble opinion. Top three pound for pound in the game right now. Mm-hmm. And this is his attitude going into the fight, but yeah.
It's crazy too, like last weekend in a completely different sport in MMA, we had Jamal versus Alex, and Alex was so focused and Jamal was losing his mind, and completely different scenarios, right?
But like, same case.
Same kind of concept of one fighter being locked in and one fighter just being a loosey-goosey, unfocused, silly-willy. And we seen how that one ended, and we can almost jump into predictions eventually. But tell me your analysis of the fight. How do you see it playing out?
I mean, man, I need to see you. Don't do that thing you do.
You knew what I was about to do too.
You can do it when you can do it like in the middle or whatever, whenever you want to do it. But we know these guys' styles. We talked about these guys time in and time out, man. I've watched the sparring of them younger, you know, not really much to see there, man. I saw them fight in the amateurs. Not really much to see there, man. You know, these are two completely different fighters from that era. Grown ass men now, you know, but the questions are, man, and these are probably the questions people are asking, is like, is this going to be a 12 round jab fest where Haney wins unanimously? You know, is Haney going to push the pace here at all? You know, is Ryan Garcia going to come out guns blazing like he did with Tank and just get caught, you know? Or, you know, can Ryan even get close enough to hurt Haney? You know, these are questions I think about personally, and I imagine everyone else is thinking about. But man, I just gotta say, like, the truth is, man, this is a terrible, terrible matchup for Ryan, man. I mean, it's just, think about it. Imagine being a fighter that just outright depends on left hook countering all the guys he's knocked out. All these guys he's put out has been with that left hook counter. Imagine that being your best tool in your game, the only tool in your game for success. And we've seen it time and time with Ryan Garcia. He's had success with it all over the canvas. Doesn't matter where he is in the ring, he puts these guys out with that left hook. But then he's got a guy like Haney who's known and so skilled on staying on that back foot, feinting, jabbing you to death. Knowing Haney's style, he won't commit. You know, he's going to play this fight safe. As much as Bill is like, "Oh, my son, he fucking disrespected my son. Mom sending my kid in there to kill him." Haney's not going to go in there and kill Ryan Garcia. Let's be real. Can it happen? Absolutely, it can. Ryan Garcia has an incredible chin for the most part. I mean, he's fought Tank. What do we see in that fight? We saw that first knockdown. That has knocked out 90% of Tank's opponents. Let's be real. That punch has knocked out 90% of his opponents. Ryan Garcia has a good chin, man. He is a very good chin. It's his defense. His defense is just such a big issue, man. And that's just, that alone is the biggest pet peeve with me going into this fight. It's like, this is just not a good matchup for him, man. I'm not liking the defense of Ryan Garcia against a guy like Haney who can just be so wide on the canvas, man, and stay back and play it safe. I don't know. I feel like in moments of this fight, I imagine Haney is just going to piss Ryan off. He's going to be so unfocused. He's going to get frustrated. He's going to get wild with the punches. Yeah. And I really don't see it being competitive in that nature. But I will say I'm not going to count Ryan out in this fully. I don't think he'll reach him. I don't think he's going to find a rhythm against Haney. With that jab that Haney has, I don't see a rhythm happening. But Ryan still has a puncher's chance, right? We've seen Haney get hurt. We've seen against Lomachenko. He's hurt him. You know, it's possible to hurt Haney if you get to him, but you have to get to him and you have to land clean. And Haney just doesn't, he doesn't allow people to land that clean. Unless you're Lomachenko, who's got questionably the best footwork in boxing right now.
Of all time, maybe.
Of all time, maybe, right? Yeah, that's it's going to be a tough one, man. I imagine this being a wide UD for Haney. Mm. Possibly a stoppage. Late stoppage, I don't see this being early for him. I can see like a 10, maybe a 9 or a 10 late stoppage. But I see this overall, I see this being a wide, wide unanimous decision for Devin Haney, man. He's just levels, several levels ahead of Ryan, man.
Yeah.
I see this being an easy win. I don't know about you, but Devin Haney, he's well trained to neutralize the hooks. Like this is not his first rodeo with a hook fighter like Ryan Garcia. I don't know. Genuinely a better fighter. He has an easy path here, man. And I'm not being a biased Devin Haney lover, you know. I love my guy and I try to be as neutral as possible, but it's just hard. Like when you have this kind of matchup, right?
So right. Yeah. Stylistically this kind of matchup, but then also like everything else that Ryan is doing that we spent the first 15 minutes of the podcast talking about.
Right. But and like, Ryan, before I end it off, and sure. Just to mention too, on my point of Ryan having an incredible chin, two things that he has that do not mesh well is an incredible chin and a lot of quit. So just had to mention that he's got a lot of quit in him.
Crazy thing to
but
say.
A good chin, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah. A lot of great points by you. Just to go back to the beginning of all of it, you mentioned the AMI fights. I agree with what you said. At this point, like there's so much has happened since then. Yeah. It almost doesn't even count. Like, yeah, there was history. Yeah, they've been in there, but the fighters of then versus now were almost like night and day. So
yeah.
Bit hard to judge off that. Stylistically, I agree. I think the boxer always beats the puncher. Unless you're fighting Tank Davis, then the puncher just
number one pound for pound, hardest puncher
in
boxing right now.
Yeah. Like Tank has just beaten up every boxer he's gone there with. So yeah, unless you're Tank, you usually lose that fight. But everything that we've seen out of Devin thus far has been so technical and disciplined and smart. My only question is, as the fight goes on, say he's beating the shit out of Ryan and it gets to a point where he's like, there was so much talk, so much rah-rah back and forth. I'm going to try to knock this guy's head off. And he gets a little sloppy against a big puncher like Ryan, all Ryan really needs is one of those sharp, fast left hooks and down goes Devin. It's a possibility. Yeah.
That's what I was saying. So you had the right questions. I said that in the beginning. I was like, does Haney push the pace in this fight?
Yeah.
He doesn't need to.
Haney
has a clear path to victory here. He doesn't need to make a mistake. I always say this when we talk about Sky Nicholson fight.
Your girl.
I always mention this. I always say it. She does not need to push the pace on these girls. Would it be nice if she did? Yeah, it would be nice if we saw a finish here or two, but she doesn't need to. These people can't get to her. She's long, rangy, and it's the same thing with Devin Haney. He doesn't need to take a risk here, but it would be kind of nice to see it, you know.
Yeah, but is like the risk on that,
the risk to reward,
is it worth it? Like you could get caught
losing your belt, man. That would be tough.
Yeah, nobody's ever dropped Dev. What if Ryan is the first one? But like, needless to say, I totally see a world where Devin wins 12 rounds. Absolutely. I also see a world where it looks a little bit like when Floyd fought Diego Morales in their early years. right? Where like, you had this banger, like man. Long, lengthy power puncher, and then you have this pure boxer, and the pure boxer is winning all the exchanges, being faster. Mm-hmm. And then towards the end of the fight, Diego is just so tough. RIP to him, but he's just so tough and just a G and not giving out. Thankfully, his corner, oddly enough, Gusev, who you mentioned earlier,
was coaching.
Yeah, that was his coach,
Diego Corrales.
Yeah, Diego. Who did I say?
You said Morales, but it's fine. You're close enough. Yeah, Goosen, yeah. Coach Corrales. That was damn. That's crazy.
He's the one who threw. Yeah, he's the one who threw in the towel.
Yeah.
So I see it. It could look like that, right? Where come round 10, Ryan just wants no more fight, and like you said, he do got a lot of quit.
He got a lot of quit.
Yeah, he wants no more fight, and maybe he takes another knee. Or, you know, what if Ryan finally gets a big KO? I mean, Devin finally gets a big KO. It's been some fights, and the competition has been wicked high, so that's no knock to him, but man, this could be the one, man. This could be the one.
Yeah.
But I got Devin as well. I think there's multiple routes of victory for him versus Ryan. Yeah. He just got to find that one shot.
Will he? I don't know.
Doubt it.
I don't know. Devin has to really take a risk here for Ryan to catch him, man. Ryan just doesn't have the footwork. He doesn't have the jab to he doesn't have a disciplined enough jab to get to Haney. And what's a left hook counter when Devin Haney's on the back foot, right? Like it's useless. Like his main tool is useless, man. All these guys push the pace on Ryan Garcia, they get in his face. Devin's not gonna do that, man. Or will he? You know, who knows? Bill says he is. Bill's like, I'm gonna send my son in there to kill him.
Yeah.
Like he dies. Like that's that was an insane thing to say, crazy. By the way.
Yeah.
Coming from a guy who has like a 49% or not maybe even less, like a fucking 42% knockout ratio. I'm gonna send my son in there to murder him. Like all right, Bill. Come like on. we're all Haney fans here, but it's not known for the power, you know. He doesn't really have the knockout power, but he has enough power to discourage fighters. And I think that's enough for Ryan Garcia to get upset, frustrated. Fuck, I can't get to this guy, man. Yeah. He's a lot quicker. I think we're going to see moments where Ryan is really going to be like, this kid is just way too fast. Like a lot of fighters say that, man.
Yeah.
They always say that. There were two fighters in recency. What was his face? Fuck.
Was the only
I'm blanking. I'm blanking. Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Fuck, I'm losing it.
Linares.
Linares, yep. Yeah. He was like, man, he was a lot quicker than I imagined. It was kind of tough getting to him, but you know. And I forgot the didn't matter, man.
I think Loma too said some shit afterwards. Like I was surprised to see this and that after their fight as well.
Regis.
Was it Regis?
It might have been Loma. Yeah, Regis got starched that fight, and he's I think I remember in the post, not in the ring. I don't think they even said anything, but I do vaguely remember him saying that he was a lot quicker than he thought. Than he thought he was gonna be.
Interesting.
Which is probably the case with everybody that gets in there with Ryan, right? Or
Devin.
Devin. Yeah. But it looks like we got a pair of Devins, man.
Yeah. I mean it's really hard to go against a guy like Devin, against anybody.
Yeah.
And then you see his opposition this time around with all the circumstances, everything considered. You can't bet on Oscar De La Hoya in 2024, man. You just can't.
Nah. That guy is absolutely lost it, man.
Especially like seeing how battle tested Devin is. Like he's gone to Australia twice, beat the champ, came back here, beat Lomachenko, who we thought this guy was unbeatable at the time.
Yeah,
you know it's crazy, man. He's really battle tested. He's been in some shit in such a young career, and I see him as you dominating on Saturday. 420.
It's going to happen. I was pulling up the lines. I saw a crazy line. I just wanted to confirm this for all the Haney fans. Let's see. I want to confirm this is real. Okay, so Devin Haney. Wow. Seeing Ryan Garcia in any fight at a plus 5,500 is kind of is crazy to me.
Wait, no way.
Yeah. No way. Okay. That's cap. It's true. No, it's not cap. It's true, and it went up. Ryan Garcia to win by KO is a plus 2,500. Is insane. If you're a Ryan Garcia fan, I'm probably salivating at that because he has a real puncher's chance here. I know we've said it's gonna be tough for him to get to him, but let's be, if he somehow miraculously lands that left hook, I see no reason Devin Haney doesn't see the canvas for the first time in his career. If that land hook lands, flush, he puts everybody out with that left hook. But like I said, this is, that is so juicy. Like, if you're a Ryan Garcia fan, I imagine there's a lot of Ryan Garcia fans, if there are any at this point, placing that line.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I definitely don't think any Ryan Garcia fans thug that out to this part of the podcast where we basically just trashed him for 25 minutes.
We gave him as much credit as he deserved. Well said. Probably more than he deserved.
Well said. Speaking of big punchers that, that you're huge fans of. Deontay Wilder got an X fight. Did you hear about it?
What's he announced for?
He's fighting, pull this up. He's fighting the Asian dude that I like.
Oh.
The heavyweight.
Yeah.
I never remember his name when I need to.
Because he lost his last one.
Yeah, he lost to Joey Parker last time around.
Damn. That's a good fight. That's a good fight for both guys.
100%. Two big punchers and definitely doesn't see the distance. It doesn't require Deontay to use any technicality boxing-wise. Avoid big shots. And I think that benefits both fighters in this situation. And they're also co-headlining the Better Biev Bivol card in mid-June, I think that's set for. And that's going to be a banger.
That card is going to be insane. Crazy. I can't wait for that one. I cannot wait.
It's going to be nuts, man. But yeah, that's all the boxing news I got. Nothing in MMA this week after such a crazy weekend last weekend. So yeah, if you made it to this part of the pod, Josh and I greatly appreciate the support. Follow us on the socials. Cop the certs. The 25% off is going away this Friday. So get it before it's too late. And we'll catch you guys post Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia. Enjoy 420.
Peace.